Welcome back to AI Finance Lab. Today, we're taking on one of the most polarizing questions in modern finance. Is Bitcoin a legitimate store of value, or is it pure speculation? I've got a strong view on this. Let's get into it.
Great topic. And I'll warn you up front, I'm skeptical. But go ahead, make your case.
All right. The bull case starts with scarcity. There will only ever be 21 million Bitcoin. That's it. Hard-coded into the protocol. Compare that to the US dollar. The Fed printed $4.6 trillion during COVID alone. Gold supply grows about 1.5% a year from mining. Bitcoin's inflation rate is already below gold's, and it halves every 4 years.
Sure, the supply cap is elegant. I'll give you that. But scarcity alone doesn't create value. There are only 21 million of my childhood drawings, too. Nobody's paying $80,000 for one.
Fair point, but Bitcoin has something your drawings don't. A massive, liquid, global network. It trades 24/7 on every continent. Daily volume regularly exceeds $50 billion. And since January 2024, you can buy it through a BlackRock ETF sitting in your brokerage account. Institutional adoption has been enormous.
The ETF argument is interesting, but let me push back on the store of value label specifically. A store of value needs to be stable. Bitcoin dropped 77% from its peak in 2021 to the trough in 2022. It fell 50% in a single quarter during COVID. Gold, by contrast, has never had a drawdown worse than about 45%, and that took years, not weeks. You can't call something a store of value when it behaves like a leveraged tech stock.
That's the most common objection, and I think it confuses maturity with potential. Gold has been a store of value for 5,000 years. Bitcoin is 15 years old. Every new monetary asset is volatile in its adoption phase. The key metric is, over any four-year holding period in Bitcoin's history, you've made money, every single one, despite the drawdowns.
That's a survivor bias argument, though. You're looking at the one cryptocurrency that worked. Thousands have gone to zero. And the correlation data is damning. Bitcoin correlates with the NASDAQ at around 0.5 to 0.6 during stress periods. It sold off with equities in March 2020. It sold off with equities in 2022. A true safe haven should do the opposite.
I'd argue the correlation is unstable and trending lower as the holder base shifts from retail speculators to institutional allocators. MicroStrategy, Tesla, and now sovereign wealth funds hold Bitcoin. El Salvador made it legal tender. The narrative is shifting from number go up speculation to strategic reserve asset.
El Salvador is actually a cautionary tale. The IMF pressured them to scale back their Bitcoin program as a condition for a loan. And the environmental angle still matters. Bitcoin mining consumes as much electricity as some entire countries. That's a genuine headwind for ESG-conscious institutional capital.
The energy argument is evolving, though. Over 50% of Bitcoin mining now uses renewable energy, and proof of work is precisely what gives it security. You can't fake the energy expenditure. That's the whole point.
Look, I think we actually agree on more than it seems. Bitcoin is a fascinating technology and probably here to stay. My issue is specifically with calling it a store of value today. It's a call option on becoming a store of value. The technology thesis is strong. The monetary thesis is still unproven.
That's a fair distinction. I just argue that by the time it's universally accepted as a store of value, the opportunity to buy it cheaply will be long gone. The risk-reward is asymmetric, and that's exactly why it belongs in a portfolio. Small allocation, massive optionality.
We'll have to revisit this in 5 years and see who was right. Thanks for the debate.
Always. That's a wrap on today's episode. See you next time on AI Finance Lab.